Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
We're going to connect every home to high-speed broadband so they can get into the global marketplace.
Dang, does she have Zika? What's wrong with her? I don't know what's happening right now. Today's a weird day. I like how she's focusing, by the way, on broadband because that Benghazi bombshell... It doesn't seem right to just simply call it a report. Let's call it what it is. It's a bombshell. It's bad. It's really bad. It's not good for her. I mean, it's basically what we already knew, and we're going to get into that report in this portion of the program. Good afternoon to you. I am Dana Lash. This is the Dana Show. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to out on bookshelves. Go and buy it on Amazon. Show the New York Times list who's boss. And I'm a little under the weather, just a little bit under the weather because I've been traveling so much, and I just ran myself really down. I think I had all of the ounces of Super Beats this morning, by the way. So I'm just a little bit right now. I think I have the plague. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, just that's so if my voice sounds cooler, that's why. Because it always gets lower when I'm under the weather. So this bombshell report that the House released, House Oversight Committee released, this is pretty damning. This is the House Select Committee on Benghazi. And this came out after 26 months of various hearings, after 26 months of testimonies from different officials, they uncovered massive failures. Massive failure. So the final report is out there. You can get the PDF. I was actually looking over the final report. It's at benghazi.house.gov/new info. One of the things that we know, and this is, I tweeted about this very briefly. It was this morning. This is what gets me. This is one of the big takeaways, and we're going to get into all of that. Even though the administration, even though Secretary Clinton knew that this was a terror attack, they purposefully misled the public with statements that this was because of a spontaneous protest, and it was because of this video. Do you remember? Of course, we've known this. It's completely official. And this was a result of all of these emails that Hillary Clinton herself had said she had deleted, and she never deleted it. She misled the public purposefully by lying about a YouTube video. And not only that, but they jailed the videographer. They jailed him. I guess he's the scapegoat. I mean, he was in prison for quite some time. He made this anti-Islamic film that the administration lied about. It had already been up on YouTube for quite a long time. Mark Youssef, he made that Innocence of Muslim film. He used the pseudonym Sam Basile. And they put him in jail as the scapegoat. And they've used him. They used him as a scapegoat. They threw him in jail. They blamed him, specifically named and blamed, for Benghazi. And then all of these media people were saying, oh, well, you know, he was actually in jail because he violated a probation. And, well, what did he violate? Because the funny thing about that is none of that was ever made public. His record was never made public. So people couldn't actually report on really why. Really, he violated some sort of probation? What did he actually violate? How did you even know? Because it's not public. Did you get it unsealed? That was never announced. So he was imprisoned for that film. He was blamed for making a film that spurred a terror attack. That's how they framed it. Pretty unbelievable. So that's the first thing. They chose the statements. They chose to lie to everyone about this. They chose to go into that airplane hangar. They chose to have a national press conference, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They chose to use the flag-draped coffins of four dead Americans as props. You all remember that? Do you all remember seeing that? The caskets unloaded on camera? And they were wheeled in on these gurneys, wheeled in, and they were positioned there in the airplane hangar, and there you had the President of the United States and the Secretary of State stand there and lie to everyone about why. About why this happened. We know, too, that very close Clinton Foundation pal, Sidney Blumenthal, that he was looking to get rich off of Benghazi. And in order to do that, they needed a new regime. So it was quid pro quo. They knew because of all of these unsecured emails, Blumenthal was named. He helped compromise the safety of this. It's insane. So it shows that they fabricated the story. It shows that it was the administration that was coaching people to go out, Rice and Powers specifically, to go out and repeat these talking points. It wasn't the CIA. It wasn't the FBI. Hillary Clinton chose to lie to the family members of the four dead Americans while privately saying that it was terror.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Welcome in here at Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio on KCNR 1460. This is game one of a two-game series against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. On the mound tonight for your hometown 45's right-hander Brandon Lupton out of Shasta College. Tuesday, June 28th, 2016. We're about ready for first pitch here. Pre-game show brought to you by Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? First pitch from Lupton in there is a strike, 0-1. Leading off for the Humboldt Crabs is Carrillo. He's the right fielder. Quick 0-2 here from Lupton. Behind the plate tonight is Ignacio Diaz. That ball is nubbed out to the pitcher. Going to be a ground out. 1-3 on the put out. And Carrillo is retired. One down here. So here's Brian Pozos, the second baseman. That ball is right back to the pitcher. And two straight 1-3 putouts for Brandon Lupton, two down here. This portion of the game brought to you by Access Mortgage and Properties by Merritt. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460 here. For all your mortgage and property needs, Access Mortgage and Properties by Merritt, proud sponsors of KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Our thanks to them. First pitch strike here from Lupton to Outman. Outman, number 8, the left fielder. That ball's grounded to first and past the diving Sean Sutton into first, or into right field. That'll be a 2-out single. So Outman reaches. That'll bring up Jason Newman. He's the first baseman. Oh, two outs and a runner on first here. Brandon Lupton in the stretch here. That ball is grounded up the middle, making a swipe at it and unable to bring it in is Torioka at second. So that's a single up the middle. Runners on first and second now with two down. That'll bring up the catcher, Denholm. That ball is popped up, shallow center, coming in and fighting the sun is Williams. He's going to make the play for the third out of the inning. So two men stranded. We head to the bottom of the first. It's 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merritt. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merritt, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merritt is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. 45's getting ready to take their first ups here in a 0-0 ball game. And your lineup looks like this. Ryan Torres, Torioka is going to lead off and play second base. Zach Taylor will bat second and play short. And Ryan Williams is your DH tonight. He will bat third. So here's Torres, Torioka. First pitch to Torres, Torioka, very high. That is a called strike there from right-hander Reed Fennenstein. Starter tonight for Humboldt. 1-1 on Torioka here. Now ball down to the root, now 2-1. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Batting fourth at first base is Sean Sutton, Chandler Anderson in center. Batting fifth, J.J. Hancock in right, batting sixth. D.J. Porter in left, batting seventh. That's a ground ball out to second base. Taken there and thrown out is Torioka. 4-3 on the putout. One down here. Now bring up Zach Taylor, your shortstop. D.J. Porter's going to bat seventh and play left field. Jake Taylor batting eighth at third base, and Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis will catch and bat ninth. So here's Zach Taylor. First pitch is called, strike there. 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Access Mortgage and Merit Properties. Our thanks to Access Mortgage and Merit for sponsoring Colt 45s on the radio here. That ball is lined into right by Taylor. One out, single. And the 45s have their first base runner of the game. For all your mortgage and property needs, Access Mortgage and Merit Properties, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So one out, one on for Ryan Williams. He leads the team in home runs with five. Had two home runs on Friday night in that raucous 13-12 come from behind victory, the game of the year thus far. 45s come in riding a seven-game winning streak. Taylor takes his lead off first. First pitch is down low, 1-0 here. Throw over to first, and it's going to kick past the first baseman. And Taylor's going to head to second, and there's not going to be a throw. He slides in there. So that'll probably be an E1 or an E3. We'll see. So Williams now with a 1-0 count. Still only one out. Runner on second now. And it's the speedy Zach Taylor. Here's the 1-0. No, he fakes a throw to second base. Scampering back is Taylor. No throw. Swing and a miss. Good slider there. Had him out in front. One ball, one strike, one out now. And the catcher goes out to have a word. Looks like just a word of encouragement there. On deck would be Sean Sutton, the all-whack first baseman out of Seattle University. Powerful left-handed hitter in the cleanup spot tonight at first base. Ryan Williams with a 1-1 pitch here. Good RBI spot in the bottom of the first. And a good take there as a slider down in the dirt. Did not chase. 2-1 now. Kicks and fires. That's a fastball in there. Nice pitch from the starting pitcher, Fannenstein. That's Fannenstein with a PF. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Williams. That's down in the dirt, bounces off the plate. 3-2 now. So good battle going here between the 45s, DH, and the starting pitcher for the Humboldt Crabs. First base open, Zach Taylor on second, one down. Fannenstein checks the runner, now comes set. Swing and a miss, he struck him out on the fastball. That'll be the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Sutton. So here's Sutton, lefty on righty matchup here. Two down now. 45 trying to get on the board here. First pitch is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Reed Fannenstein, the big right-hander. Looks to be all of 6'4", possibly more. Coming right over the top of that downhill motion. That one is top towards first base. Taking it on the big hop is the first baseman there, flipping it to the pitcher. For the third out of the inning, so one man is stranded. No runs across here. We head to the top of the second in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here, Brandon Lupton getting ready to start inning number two. 0-0 here, Humboldt Crabs visiting your hometown Reading Colt 45s. We're live at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460 and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Count is 0-1 here. The number 17, Newt Johnson, the third baseman. He's swinging one down in the dirt. Lupton in the windup now. Here's the 0-1. Good slider there. Dropped right in for a strike. 0-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. For all your mortgage and properties need, that's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. One ball, two strikes down as that one dips below the knees from Lupton. And he comes set. Here he comes with a 1-2 now. That ball's fouled back. Count remains 1-2. Check swing in the pitch in the dirt and peel down to first. He did not go, so it's 2-2. Good take there on the tempting slider in the dirt from Brandon Lupton. That's a chopper to the left side. Taking it at short is Zach Taylor. Long throw, and he got him. And yet another nice play out there from the Madera, California native Zach Taylor. Score at 6-3 on the putout. That'll be the first out of the inning. So here's Michael Perry with one out, nobody on. He's the DH tonight, batting in the 7-hole for Humboldt. First pitch is chopped foul, 0-1 here. Yeah, it looks like we've got a ball out on the field. Now they've got it taken care of here. 0-1. Outfield looks like this. Porter in left, Anderson in center, Hancock in right. All Taylor on the left side, Jake at third. That ball is driven deep to left field, way back, and it is gone. That's a solo home run there for Michael Perry. To kick off the scoring here, it's 1-0 Humboldt. He got an inside fastball and turned on it nicely. First run of the game here. So here's Austin White. He's the center fielder. He's out of Fresno State. That ball is fouled out of play into the parking lot. 0-1 here. One ball, one strike, one out here. Ground ball to the left side. Big hop for Taylor. And he's going to throw him out 6-3. So there's two down now. So ground out, home run, ground out. It's 1-0 Humboldt here. How about it for the University of Texas? Shortstop for 34, David Hamilton. That'll bring up David Hamilton. He's the shortstop tonight. Buffed it in the windup. Line drive right to first base. Sean Sutton doesn't even have to move. Just puts up his glove. That's a one pitch out. Line out to number three. That'll end the inning. One run across on the solo home run. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here. Colt 45's due up. The 5-6-7 hitters is going to be Chandler Anderson, Then J.J. Hancock and D.J. Porter. Anderson, the center fielder, watches a strike in there at the belt. 0-1. Fennenstein throwing hard. Getting ahead here, 0-1. That one outside, 1-1 here. Great day for baseball. Come down and join us. We're at Tiger Field in Reading. Every seat in the shade here. Just in the bottom of the second, $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. That's a nice change up there below the zone. Swing and a miss by Anderson, 1-2 now. On deck, Washington State Cougar, J.J. Hancock. And that one's outside. Good take, 2-2 here on Anderson. That ball down in the dirt, good, another good take, 3-2 now. Pitcher, second base, and first base in the shadow, or in the sunlight as the shadows creep across the infield here. That ball chopped foul as Anderson stays alive. Still 3-2. And another foul ball, so a long first at bat here to lead off the bottom of the second for Chandler Anderson, the Utah Ute. Remember, the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes. Fennenstein ready here with another 3-2 to Chandler Anderson. And that ball misses high, so a good at-bat there as he draws the leadoff walk. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock, the right fielder hitting in the sixth hole tonight. D.J. Porter to follow. First pitch is high there to Hancock. Runner being held on at first. That's Anderson. Big hole on the right side. Here's the 1-0 to J.J. That's a ground ball to second. Could be 2, 4, 6, 3, and they got him. Very close play at first. Let's score at 4-6-3 on the double play. Two down now. Tonight's sponsor, Properties by Merit. That's Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit, 949-1550. She's there for all your real estate needs. And John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 9459-660. There for all your financing needs. So Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage can get you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. First pitch misses there to D.J. Porter. 1-0. That's a line drive up the middle. Nicely done by the Cal Baptist outfielder as he's got a solid single up the middle with two down. That'll bring up Jake Taylor out of Seattle University. He's hit early and hit often in the eight hole here tonight. On deck, catcher number 9 hitter Ignacio Diaz, a UC State Aggie. First pitch in there for a strike to Taylor. Porter at first being held on. 0-1 count with two down here. 45's trailing 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. That's a ground ball to second, and it's going to be a routine play there. 4-3 on the putout. Taylor is retired. So one man stranded. We head to the top of the third. 1-0 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here in Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. 1-0 Humboldt. Brandon Lupton getting ready to start his third inning of work here. That's a ground ball off the pitcher's mound. Knocked down by Torioka, and he's going to have no play at first. That'll be an infield single for the top of the lineup, Mason Carrillo. He's 1-for-2 now. Grounded out his first time and now has a single. That'll bring up Brian Pozos. He also grounded out his first time. Pozos grounded out to the pitcher for the second out of the first inning. Comes up here with a man being held on at first. Lupton with a throw over to Sutton. Runner is back. That's a ground ball to short. Could be 2-6-4-3. They got him. Taylor to Torres, Torioka to Sutton. 6-4-3 double play. Races the leadoff single. There's two down here. This portion of the game brought to you by Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. Contact them for all your mortgage and property needs. Let them get you into your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460, Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. Our thanks to them for making Colt 45's Baseball on the radio possible. First pitch from Lupton there is below the zone, 1-0. And that one misses somewhere. 2-0. And not sure where that one missed either. It's now 3-0. That's why I'm the announcer, not the umpire. And a four-pitch walk, courtesy of the man in blue. Two outs, man on first. So Outman draws a walk. He's 1-for-1 now with a single and a walk. That'll bring up Newman, the first baseman. Newman singled and was stranded at first in the first inning. Lupton comes set. There goes the runner, swinging a high fly ball into shallow left field. Going out is Taylor. Coming in is Porter. Now Porter's going to call him off, and that'll be the final out of the inning. So a scoreless frame for Lupton. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the third here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Leading off is going to be catcher Ignacio Diaz. Diaz steps in for his first at bat here in the bottom of the third. That ball is down in the dirt. 1-0 from Fannenstein. Two and oh now here as that one misses as well. Two singles and a walk so far through the first two innings. No runs for the 45s. That ball is chopped to third. Long throw is going to get Diaz, so 5-3 on the putout. There's one down. That'll bring up Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University, native of Honolulu. Grounded out his first time. He's 0-1. Part of that 6-4-3 double play in the top half of the inning, nicely turned. And that's a ground ball to second base. He's going to be retired. Two down now. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. The shortstop is 1-1. He had a single in the first.
Now the 45. Shortstop number 4, Zach Taylor.
Number two hitter Zach Taylor steps in now. That ball bounces off the plate. 1-0 here from Fannenstein. Taylor hits that one to left field and got a little carry on it. Now stopping a couple feet in front of the track is the left fielder, and he'll take it for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 for the 45s. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 1-0 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're in the top of the fourth here. Zach Taylor makes a nice play out at shortstop, moving to his left, spinning and making a great throw to first to Sean Sutton to retire the leadoff hitter. On the inning, that's Logan Denholm, 6-3 on the putout. New Johnson's going to be the next hitter. He's 0-1 with a ground out. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merritt. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Reaching first on a single is Nuke Johnson. That's going to bring up Michael Perry. Perry, the lone RBI of the game, a solo home run in the second inning. That's where we stand, 1-0. Lupton in the stretch. Gets a slider on the outside corner. Good pitch there. 0-1. Sutton holding the runner at first. Torioka shading towards second for the double play. Big hole on the right side for the right-handed hitter, Perry. Lupton checks the runner. Now it comes set. That's a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first in a 1-0 ball game. In the top of the fourth, Lupton throws to first. Runner is back. Gets the sign from Diaz, and he grounds it to second. This could be 2-4. And no, Torioka's going to juggle it and throw it to first, and that's the only play he's got. So 4-3 on the putout. Johnson moves up to second. There's two down now. For Austin White. White grounded out his first time to shortstop. Zach Taylor getting plenty of work out there early on here in a 1-0 ball game. Lupton now the runner on second and two down. That's a line drive to the right side. It's going to get through. Coming up throwing in right field is J.J. Hancock, and he is going to be safe at home as the throw beat him. It caught Ignacio Diaz on the short hop, unable to field it cleanly. And sliding in with the run is Newt Johnson. So an RBI single by Austin White. And it's 2-0 Crabs. That'll bring up the number nine hitter, shortstop David Hamilton, lined out to first his first time. Two down, runner on second for the number nine hitter. Upton fires that one. It's fouled out of play down the left field line now. It's going to be foul. 0-1 here. That ball is fouled down the right field line now. A quick 0-2 here. Lupton gets a sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. The 0-2. That ball is lined into right field. That's going to be a single. Coming up throwing is J.J. Hancock, and he airmails this one over the head of Diaz. That's going to be a single and an RBI for David Hamilton. And score is now 3-0. Scoring on the play is Austin White from second. So Hancock trying to make sure that one didn't skip into the plate. Put a little too much on it. Airmailed it to the backstop. Two runs home here. It's 3-0 Humboldt in the top of the fourth. First pitch misses there, 1-0. Fouled away here, 1-1 now. One and one forthcoming here from Lupton. That ball is a little soft liner, and that's going to drop deep in the hole. It's short. Barehanding and taking it is Taylor, and he skips the throw into the dugout. So that'll be an E6 as Carrillo is going to reach, go up to second. Scoring is David Hamilton. Third run of the inning. It's 4-0 here. As an ill-advised throw there, probably didn't have a chance to get him at first. There's Brian Pozos, 0 for 2. Almost said 0 for 3. He's made three outs, grounded into a 1-3 putout and a double play. So two plate appearances. He's accounted for three outs. First pitch misses outside from Lupton, 1-0. Gets the sign. Now he comes set and ready. That's a fastball outside, 2-0 here from Lupton. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Blew it right by him. 2-1 here. Runner on second, two down. Three runs already home here. It's 4-0 Crabs in the top of the fourth. Due up for your hometown 45s. It's the heart of the lineup, 3-4-5. That's a slider outside now, 3-1. And fouled back, so he battles all the way back to 3-2. After being behind in the count was Lupton. Two of the three runs here scored, or rather all three runs here scored with two outs. That ball's fouled away, another quick 3-2. Ball fouled out of play. It'll line up and do it again here, 3-2. Ball fouled away as well. Another full count pitch here from Lupton, and that ball has popped up playable on the infield here. Down the right field line, Sutton goes a long way, and he's going to make the play for the final out of the inning. Three runs across here. Crabs stretch it out to 4-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here, and it's the 3-4-5 hitters, heart of the lineup for your hometown 45s. Down 4-0, needed to get something started here. It's Ryan Williams, the DH, Sean Sutton, the first baseman, and Chandler Anderson, the center fielder. Swing and a miss on the first pitch there by Williams. It's 0-1. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help all her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. For all your mortgage needs, 945-9660. Let them get you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1-1 pitch is high but swung right through by Williams. It's 1-2 here. As a starter for the Crabs, Fannenstein has been good so far. And ball down in the dirt, 2-2 now. Called third strike, a fastball in the outside corner. So Williams is down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. Sutton grounded out to first his first time, 0-1. Chandler Anderson to follow J.J. Hancock in the hole. Here's the first pitch. Sutton swings and misses on a changeup low and away in the dirt. 0-1. Another soft pitch outside. He lays off this one. 1-1 now. That's a ground ball to second base. Should be playable here. And Sutton will be the first out of the inning. Second out of the inning, pardon me. 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Anderson drew a walk in his first at-bat, 0-0. Great crowd here tonight. Just $5 a ticket. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Every seat in the shade here from first pitch on, so don't let the heat keep you away. First ball is in the dirt there, 1-0 on Anderson. All kinds of good food down here. Got some nachos. Got a dog with some jalapenos on it up here. Tri-tip, burgers. Beers, ice cream, you name it. We got it down here at Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the fourth. That's a called strike now, 2-1. On Anderson, right at the knees. Good pitch there from Vandenstein. Two down, nobody on here for Chandler Anderson. Here's the 2-1. It's a line drive up the middle. That's a single. As he just kind of reached out and met that one, and it jumped off his bat right out there in the center field. Two out, single now for Anderson. He's been on base two times in two plate appearances. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock. Hancock bounced into a 4-6-3 double play his first time, 0-for-1. Get you an update on your Battle of the Bay. It's scoreless in the bottom of the third. A's and Giants in San Francisco. A's won 8-3 last night. They'll play again tomorrow night and Thursday night in Oakland. So two in San Francisco, two in Oakland for the Bay Bridge Series this year. Here's the pitch to Hancock. That's a line drive foul off the screen on the left side. 0-1 here. Forty-fives came into this game on a seven-game winning streak. They trail 4-0 here in the fourth with a runner on first and two down. Snap throw to first, and diving back is Anderson. DJ Porter would bat next. Should Hancock reach here? Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Right through it. 0-2 now. Everybody, 0-2 count on Hancock here. Runner being held at first. Now another snap throw over there to Anderson. Here's the 0-2. Runner goes. That's a line drive. Ground ball through the left side. That's going to be a single. And that ball hit very sharply. Got to the left fielder in a hurry. So Anderson, despite the fact that he was running on the pitch, will stop at second. Solid single there for Hancock. He's now 1-for-2. And the 45s have two men on base here with two down for DJ Porter. Porter with a nice at bat his first time. He singled up the middle. And an RBI chance here with Chandler Anderson, who runs well out at second. A single could score a run here. Gapper could score two with Hancock at first. Swing and a miss is Porter out in front of the off-speed pitch. Looks like a changeup there below the knees. Good pitch from Vandenstein. 0-1. Checks the runners, now comes set. Checks them one more time. That's a good pitch there, as he perhaps a slider or a little cutter. Right over the plate, 0-2 now. On deck is Jake Taylor, also out of Seattle University, along with Sean Sutton and Max Modeste. Modeste not in the lineup tonight. Sutton, the cleanup hitter at first base. That ball a little bit high. 1-2 now. A big spot here for DJ Porter. Down four. We're in just the fourth inning. But the 45s want to start chipping away at this four-run deficit right here. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Change up down below the zone and a good one. Porter's down on strikes. That'll end the inning. Two men stranded. We head to the top of the fifth. 4-0 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fifth here, Humboldt up 4-0. They take their at-bats against Brandon Lupton. 1-2, 3-4 for Humboldt. Leading off this inning, 3-4-5 hitters out. Outman, Newman, Denholm. That one's fouled away, 1-1 now on Outman. 1-for-1, singled and walked. Left fielder James Outman for the Humboldt Crabs. Entire field in shadow now, save center field as we are just about to be under the lights here. It's a foul ball down the left field line. 1-2 now. Great day for baseball here. It was hot earlier today, but we're all in the shade enjoying college summer league baseball. Brandon Lupton, Shasta College Knight, your starter tonight. Working on his fifth inning here. That's a breaking ball off the end of the bat. That's going to get down. No, and taken out there at left is Porter as he cruises in to make the catch. Score that a fly out to number seven. First man of the inning is retired. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. And John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage at 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. First pitch misses there from Brandon Lupton, 1-0. To Jason Newman, he's 1-for-2 with a single. That's a line drive on one hop, two hops now out to Torioka at second. He makes the easy play. 4-3 in a two-pitch ground out. And Lupton set the first two men down here. That'll bring up Logan Denholm, the catcher, 0-for-2. He's flown out and grounded out. Here's Denholm, the catcher. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Ready now, fires to Diaz. That ball is flown down the left field line, foul. Out of play, Porter gives chase, but he's going to be about 20 feet short of flagging that one down in foul territory. Good effort out there by the Cal Baptist left fielder. Great crowd here tonight at Tiger Field, watching your hometown Colt 45s. Trying to beat a comeback trail here, down 4-0. We're in the top of the fifth against these visiting Humboldt Crabs. That ball a little bit high, 1-2 on the fastball. And that's a little serve job out to right field. Kind of an excuse me swing. He just kind of reached out and guided it to right field. But it's a single, so Denholm now is 1-for-3. As he hits that one about 15 feet over Ryan Torres-Torioka's head at second base. No chance out there in right. It's a single. That'll bring up Newt Johnson. He's grounded out and singled, also scored a run. That was in the fourth. He steps in here with two out and one on against Brandon Lupton. First pitch misses there, 1-0. It's cooled off significantly here at Tiger Field as we're past 8:15. We're down into the 90s, but we're all relaxing easy in the shade here. 1-0. That ball is down to the 2-0 now. Johnson, the number six hitter, third baseman tonight. Not a name you see as often anymore. Newt. Here's a 2-0 from Lupton. Swing and a miss as he did not get cheated there. An aggressive swing, but he comes up empty, 2-1. Update in the top of the fourth, Albert Suarez has a 2-1 lead going for the Giants against the A's. They've just gone to the middle of the fourth there. Runner going towards second, and he is going to get in there. That ball is going to kick away, but right near second base, Taylor's going to track it down. Two balls and one strike now on Johnson. Denholm steals second as the ball was down in the dirt. Tough play for Torioka. He tried to catch it and apply the tag all at once, and the ball kicked off his glove, but the runner cannot advance. So three balls and one strike now here with the runner on second. Still two down here. 45 trying to keep this deficit at four. Here's the 3-1 from Lupton. That ball is grounded to third. And nice play over there by Taylor to spear it. And a low throw is going to skip past Sean Sutton at first. So that'll be an E5. Great job to even knock that one down. Looked like it was going to get over his head for a hit into left. Denholm will score. It's 5-0 Crabs. That'll bring up Perry. Perry's 1-for-2. Solo home run. The leadoff to scoring in the second. And he's grounded out once. Lupton pitching to the number seven hitter. That is, that ball's fly down the right field line, hooking away from Hancock. That ball is going to get down fair, and it's going to roll into foul territory toward the wall. That's going to be an RBI double for Michael Perry. 2-for-3 tonight, 2 RBIs. And it's now 6-0. Coming around to score is Newt Johnson from second. As Perry couldn't have placed that one any better if he threw it. It bounced about a foot inside the right field line. Ends up being a double, and we're going to have Barrick Fasking come out and have a word with Brandon Lupton. Two runs home here in the top of the fifth. It's 6-0 Humboldt Crabs. Had the opportunity to talk to Barrick Fasking on the NorCal Sports Hour here. Last hour, every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports Fix on the NorCal Sports Hour. We do A's, Giants, Warriors, Kings, Giants, and Raiders, at least till they move to Las Vegas. And all your local high school standouts here. And during the summer, Reading Cool 45s, of course. So we're talking to Barrick about the last seven-game winning streak for the 45s coming into tonight. And the last two nights on Saturday and Sunday against the Solano Mudcats. His pitching staff threw two straight shutouts. No such luck here tonight. They're down 6-0. As Brandon Lupton fighting to get out of the fifth here. He's got a man on second and two down. Austin White, who had an RBI single his last at bat, also came around to score in that fourth inning where the Humboldt Crabs put up three runs. He watches the first pitch strike at the knees, 0-1 here. fouled back a slider that got underneath and hit right back to the screen. Quick 0-2 here. Gets the sign, now kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. It was a great slider. Down and away, gets him to strike out. But two runs home here. It's now 6-0 Crabs. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here, and don't look now, but we got a flash mob going here at Tiger Field. A couple Colt 45s on the field joining in, too, but a lot of some kids here dancing to some black-eyed peas here at the ballpark. 6-0 Humboldt. After they scored two in the top of the fifth, 45s. Due up in the bottom of the inning, it's going to be the 8-9 one-hitters, Jake Taylor, Ignacio Diaz, and Ryan Torres-Torioka. Beautiful night for baseball here. We are just about to be under the lights. It's dusk fast approaching here. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Agent Mary McCurdy. Visit her at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 945-1550 and help her help you find your dream home. And John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage at 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of Colt 45s on the radio. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. 45's getting ready to go here in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be Jake Taylor. He's 0 for 1 on the evening. He's grounded out to second base. He'll be followed by Ignacio Diaz. And then the top of the lineup, Ryan Torres-Torioka, the second baseman and leadoff hitter. They're going to try and break through here against Reed Fannenstein, who's thrown four scoreless. 45s have had men on base in all but one inning here. And men in scoring position in all but two, so... 6-0 here, but not for lack of opportunities. And the bottom of the lineup will try and get something going here for Reading. Good time being had by all here. We had a flash mob between innings here. A lot of fun stuff between innings for the kids. We got the dizzy bat race, got the water pitcher race, got the frozen fifth, got the beer batter. You got to come down and join us. Get the full schedule at ReadingColt45s.com. This is game number 21 out of 44. Not even halfway done yet here on the season. We're going to do it all the way through the first week of August. Again, that whole schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. You've got young, aspiring baseball players. Have them sign up for the Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. That's going to be the 11th, 12th, and 13th of July. Again, you can go to ReadingColt45s.com for more details there. First pitch to Jake Taylor here from Fannenstein is a called strike. 0-1. Jake 0-for-1. Ground out to second. Diaz on deck. He also grounded out his first time. That's a line drive to left, and it's going to get down for a single. And it's going to skip past the left fielder. Taylor's going to head to second. So a single and a one-base error out there by the left fielder. And the 45s have a man in scoring position with nobody out here. So here's Ignacio Diaz. He grounded out to third his first time. Actually getting a little breeze here blowing through the stadium now. Blowing in from center field. As today's early heat, a distant memory. We're in the 80s here in the shade. Positively balmy. 0-1 to Ignacio Diaz. Taylor being held on pretty closely at second by the second baseman out there, Pozos. Now he skips back towards the middle of the diamond, and a swing and a miss there from Diaz. Big cut. Comes up empty, 0-1. Or 0-2, pardon me. Shift on here for Diaz. They are playing and pull the first baseman. Probably about a third of the way to second base. Not guarding line. They're giving him the line over at first. Here's the 0-2. That ball misses high. 1-2, good take there from Diaz on a fastball up at his shoulders. Taylor takes his lead out at second. Vandenstein checks the runner now, comes set. Here's the 1-2. That's a line drive over to the first baseman's head. That's going to be in the right field. Taylor had to wait and see, so he's going to hang out at third and stop right there. Had to make sure that got over the head of the first baseman. But a no-out single pushes Jake Taylor to third. Diaz at first now. First and third, still nobody out here. For the top of the lineup, Ryan Torres-Torioka. 0-2 with two groundouts, both of them to second base. Third baseman playing even with the bag here, respecting the speed of Torres-Torioka. First baseman holding the runner on. Middle infielders at normal depth. First pitch of the at-bat to Ryan. That's a bunt down the third baseline. It's going to be a squeeze play, and it's going to work. Coming in, trying to barehand it at third base was number 17, Newt Johnson, and he had to hurry as he was racing Taylor down the line. Tried to grab it and flip it all in one motion and did not have the baseball in his hand. So Jake Taylor scores. RBI. On the suicide squeeze by Ryan Torres-Torioka, advancing to second is Diaz. So first and second now. Still nobody out. And the 45s are on the board here at 6-1. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. So here's Taylor. He's 1-for-2, singled and flown out. And he's going to put the bunt down, too. And another beauty. No, that's a little bit foul down third base line. Nearly a perfect bunt there by Taylor. Diaz with decent speed at second. Torres-Torioka runs very well at first. And Taylor, who also runs very well himself, just about had a second consecutive bunt single there. One run already home. That's Jake Taylor. He led off the inning with a single. Scored on the suicide squeeze just a moment ago. 0-1 count here on Zach Taylor. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. This time not going down. That's a throw down to third, and he is safe. A beautiful slide there by Ignacio Diaz as the third baseman ahead of the bag playing the bunt had to kind of scramble back toward the bag, made the catch in front, tried to swipe tag, and Ignacio Diaz slides around the outside of third base. Some nifty base running there by the UC Davis Aggie. That's a double steal as Diaz to third, Torres-Torioka to second. Still nobody out here. It's 0-2 now on Taylor as he swung and missed on that one. But a ground ball here could score a run. Here's the 0-2. That ball just a bit low. Very close. Fannenstein wanted it. I don't blame him. 1-2 now. On deck would be Ryan Williams. Here's the 1-2. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher, and nobody's going to be able to advance there. Nice pitch by Fannenstein. He jammed Torres Torioka on the fastball in on the hands. Taylor. So 1-3 on the putout. Taylor is retired. He's now 1-3. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. 0-2 tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Agent Mary McCurdy, as well as John Whitmarsh and Access Mortgage. Their goal to help their clients with all their real estate needs and find their dream home. Passionate about working with their clients from start to finish, visit MaryMcCurdy.com or give her a call at 945-1550. That ball is driven deep to left field on the first pitch. Way out of here. And Ryan Williams touches them all for a three-run bomb, his sixth home run of the year. Leads the team by a healthy margin, no one else with more than two. And when he squares it up, it goes a long way. That was about 5 feet from going over the net onto Cypress Avenue. A mammoth blast by D.H. Ryan Williams. Your designated hitter tonight, emphasis on the hitter. Three-run bomb makes it 4-6. 45's right back in this one. So a home run and three RBI. Torres Torioka and Diaz score. Four runs home here in the inning, and it's 6-4. Humboldt, Sean Sutton now with one out and nobody on, takes a ball. Second one in there for a strike now. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. That's a chopper to second base. Should be playable, and it is. 4-3. Sutton is retired. So two down here. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Anderson has walked and singled. 1-for-1. First pitch down in the dirt there to Anderson, 1-0. That one also misses, so 2-0 here. Anderson in the driver's seat early. Two outs, nobody on. Ryan Williams with a big fly here, three-run homer. They've got four runs in the inning. And a quick 3-0 here on Anderson as he's watched three of them. Easy takes all. We'll see if he's got the green light here on 3-0. He does not. It's called strike 3-1. Pitch is on the outside corner now, 3-2. So from 3-0 back to 3-2 here with two down and nobody on in a 6-4 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. That ball misses, so another walk there for Anderson. He's been on base all three times tonight. Two walks and a single. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock, 1-for-2 with a single. And it looks like we're going to have a meeting at the mound here. As Fannenstein had four shutout innings. Where he faced just four over the minimum. But four runs home here. In the fifth, including a three-run home run by Cal Baptist's Ryan Williams, his sixth home run of the year. Looks like Fannenstein is going to stay in there. We've got action down in the bullpen for Humboldt. Hitter's going to be J.J. Hancock. The umpire goes out to break up the conference out there. Hancock singled his last time in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. DJ Porter would be next, should it get that far. First pitch of the at-bat misses outside. 1-0 here to Hancock. Get you some scores from around the league. Texas over the Yankees 7-1. Boston over Tampa Bay 8-2 as Tampa Bay continues to reel. That's a ground ball hit hard. No, choppered out to second base. Taking on the big hop there. And retired is Hancock 4-3 on the putout. But they send eight men to the plate, four of them score, including a three-run home run by Ryan Williams. It's now 6-4, Humboldt. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReddingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here, shortstop David Hamilton leading off for Humboldt. 2-0 count, and he hits a little chopper down the first baseline. That's going to roll foul. 2-1 now. Brandon Lupton starting his sixth inning of work here. The 2-1 count on the number nine hitter, Hamilton. Mason Carrillo and Brian Pozos to follow. 1-3 and 0-3 respectively. Taking his time out there is Hamilton. And now we're going to have the umpires confer here. Not sure what it's regarding. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Agent Mary McCurdy, as well as John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of Colt 45 Baseball on the radio. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merritt. Here's the 2-1. That's a ground ball to second base. Torioka is going to take it there and throw on for the out. One down here as Hamilton grounds out 4-3 on the putout. Here's Mason Carrillo. He's singled and reached on an error. He's 1-3. Also grounded out. Getting back to some scores around the league here. The Tigers beat the Marlins 7-5. Cleveland over Atlanta 5-3 as Cleveland just keeps on winning. Minnesota with a win over the Chicago White Sox 4-0. Called strike there from Lupton 0-1. In the Battle of Missouri, St. Louis Cardinals top the Kansas City Royals 8-4. And this ball gets away on an 0-1 pitch to Carrillo, and it hit him. So Lupton with a hit by pitch. And with one out, there's now a man on first. Activity down there in the bullpen. It's right-hander Christian Straub, number 22. Hard-throwing righty for the 45s. Lupton with a man on and one out. Throws over to first. Runner is back here. So here's Pozos, 0 for 3. He's grounded into a double play, also grounded out and popped out. Lupton would love nothing more than a double play here. It's a ground ball. No, a line drive into left field through the hole. Taken out there is Porter. So one out, single. Runners on first and second now as Carrillo moves up 90 feet. That'll bring up James Outman. He's singled, walked, and flown out. 1 for 2. Dodgers over Milwaukee, 6-5 today. That one was in Milwaukee. The rest of your game's all still in action. Runners on first and second, one down. Lupton comes set. Here's the pitch to Outman. That one misses outside, 1-0. Oh. 11 straight wins for the Cleveland Indians. Did not see that coming. Here's the 1-0. That one misses, 2-0, just a bit outside there. Diaz tried to frame it and bring it back, but unable to do so. Lupton now comes set. He's ready. That's a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. Holding up at second, waiting to make sure it got through. Was the runner, so everybody's just going to move up 90 feet. Bases loaded here now. So Carrillo at third, Pozos at second, Outman at first after the hit-by-pitch, single-single. And the bases are juiced here for the cleanup hitter, Jason Newman. 1 for 3 with a single. That was in the first inning. One out with the bases loaded now. And that ball is driven out into left center field and hit deep. On his horse, Anderson, he's not going to get there. It's off the wall. He takes it off of Karam. That's going to be a two-run double. Stopping at third is Outman. And Newman puts a charge into that one. It's a two-run double, now 8-4. And we're going to have a new pitcher here. That'll be all for Brandon Lupton. We'll take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California VRE license number 019-45816.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the Reading Colt 45s is going to be right-hander number 22, Christian Straub. He relieves Brandon Lupton, who went 5 1/3 tonight. Straub, a 6'1 right-hander out of Sacramento City College. Hard-throwing right-hander. Comes in here down 8-4. It's got runners on second and third with one down. Trying to keep the deficit right where it is. Straub Straub, one of three Sacramento City College relievers, including Andrew Arnold and Clay Worthen. Worthen got the win on Sunday night with a scoreless seventh and eighth in a 2-1 Reading Colt 45s win. As we were scoreless till the bottom of the seventh, Kyle Martin threw six shutout innings with just four base runners, got the no decision. First pitch very high from Straub there on the fastball, 1-0. So Worthen came in and somewhat vultured the win there as the 45s went ahead on his watch, and then fellow Sac City College pitcher Andrew Arnold, the lefty, got the save in the ninth in that 2-0 victory Sunday night. That ball also very high. Diaz had to come up out of his crouch to get it from Straub, so two easy takes here. The runners on second and third. Infield is in here on Logan Denholm. Two balls, no strikes. Denholm 1-for-3 with a single. He's also scored a run. That ball also very, very high. 3-0. So Straub still trying to find the range here. Activity now in the Humble bullpen down the right field line. Here's the 3-0 with runners on second and third. That's in there for a strike from Straub. 3-1 now. That ball's popped out of play. Three balls, two strikes. So from 3-0, he's gotten it back to 3-2 here. Coming into tonight, Christian Straub, seven games, seven appearances, 6.2 innings pitched. ERA right at 4.05. And that's a curveball down in the dirt, bounces off the plate. That'll be ball four. So bases loaded here. A walk to Denholm. And they're loaded for Newt Johnson. He reached on an error and scored in the fifth. Also singled and scored, so 1-for-3, two runs scored. He comes up here with the bases loaded. First and third are in, second and shortstop, playing a double play depth. First ball is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch there from Straub. 45's got four in the bottom of the fifth to make it 6-4, but the Crabs have come right back and put a two spot up here in the top of the sixth to put it right back to 8-4. That ball is down in the dirt. One ball, one strike, one out now. Gets a sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-1. That ball a little bit high. 2-1 now. And that ball also up above the letter. So 3-1 now. Bases loaded, three balls, one strike here. Christian Straub needs to come in. And that ball is high, walked home a run. So Johnson with a walk and an RBI. Now 9-4. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Coming in to score is Outman. Third run here to score in the inning. And manager Greg Catteray going to go out and have a talk with Straub. Nobody down in the bullpen for the 45, so this is Christian's inning. For the moment. Due up next is going to be Michael Perry. Solo home run and an RBI double. He's 2-for-3. So here's Perry, the DH. Bases loaded. Still only one out here. Three runs already home for Humboldt. Straub gets a called strike with the fastball. They're 0-1. Good pitch. That one up at the letters, high, 1-1 now. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and Agent Mary McCurdy, as well as John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. That ball is driven deep to left field, and that ball is gone. A line drive shot, no doubt about it. Porter just looked up and watched it go as a 1-1 pitch is hit for a grand slam. So a grand slam for Michael Perry, his second home run of the game. This one off Christian Straub, 4 RBI on the hit. And it's 13-4 as the Crabs have put up a 7 spot here in the top of the 6th. Still only one out here. That'll bring up Austin White. He'll be the 9th man of the inning, so the Crabs have batted around here. And don't despair, 45s fans. We've seen them come back from an 8-0 deficit as recently as Friday. Came back to win the game of the year, the 13-12 against the Solano Mudcats. That ball very high. 2-0 here from Straub. And Diaz going to go out and have a word with him. So Michael Perry hitting 7th for the Humboldt Crabs is 3-for-4 with a double and 2 home runs and 6 RBI. And we're in the top of the 6th, so he's had quite a game already. Straub ready now with a 2-0. That ball is also high, 3-0. And now Billy Fogle starting to get loose down there in the bullpen for the 45s. And a 4-pitch walk. As that one is up above the eyes, and that's going to be all for Christian Straub here. So a rough outing tonight for Christian Straub. He comes in and does not record an out. And it's going to be right-hander Billy Fogle from the looks of it. Let's take a short 60-second break here for the pitching change. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're here in the top of the 6th. Billy Fogle getting ready to relieve Christian Straub here. One down. 13-4 Humboldt Crabs on top as they've scored 7 times here in the top of the 6th. And there's still only one down here. So Fogle will come into the game. He's appeared in 7 games thus far. 6.2 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, and 5 strikeouts, so an ERA of 4.05. So number 37, Billy Fogle, going to pitch here to the Bottom of the lineup, that's David Hamilton. He led off this inning with a ground out, and that was the last out that the 45s had recorded as eight straight men have reached. It's gone hit by pitch. Single, single, double. Walk, walk, home run, and a walk. First pitch from Fogle is in there for a strike to David Hamilton. And a called strike, too. Another fastball there from Fogle. He's got a pitcher's count here. Billy Fogle out of Full Shears, Texas. 6'2 right-hander out of St. Edward's University. Looking to shut down David Hamilton, the Humboldt Crabs shortstop here. Swinging a fly ball out to center field. Should be playable for Anderson. And he makes the play. So that's second out of the inning. Well, here's Mason Cirillo. He was hit by a pitch and scored earlier this inning, as he's now the 11th man to bat in the inning for the Humboldt Crabs. Fastball in the outside corner is a strike, 0-1. Good pitch there from Vogel. Runner takes his lead at first, being held on by Sutton. Vogel comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 0-1. That ball down in the dirt, 1-1 now. One and a one here. Fogle checks the runner. Now he's ready. That's a foul ball. 1-2 now. Fogle in the driver's seat here, trying to get out of this top of the sixth inning. And a foul back to the screen. Still 1-2 now. Update on your Giants score in San Francisco. Giants up 4-1 on the A's. George Contos in relief of Albert Suarez, who was your starter tonight. Kendall Graveman started for the A's. Another 1-2 forthcoming here from Fogle. That ball is again fouled out of play. We'll line up and do it one more time. Fogle kicks and fires another 1-2. That's a line drive out into the gap in left center field. That's going to get down. That's going to roll all the way to the wall, taken out there by Williams. Coming around to score without a throw. All the way from first base is Austin White. Good speed there by Austin White. So an RBI double by Cirillo. Eighth run of the inning. It's 14-4. As a nightmare inning here for the 45s. Eight runs across for the Crabs. They've taking a 6-4 game and put it out to 14-4. The ball misses high. One and zero on Brian Pozos here with a runner on second, two down. That ball high and away, 2-0 here. Hitters count 2-0 on the number two hitter Pozos. He singled and scored earlier this inning. Swing and a miss, right through that one. 2-1 now. Texan Billy Fogle trying to get out of the top of the sixth here. Here's the 2-1. And that one misses. 3-1. Runner on second, two down. 3-1. 14-4 Humboldt. We're in the top of the sixth at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Here's Billy Fogle with a 3-1 pitch, and that ball is fouled out of play. It'll be a full count here. Fogle now toes the rubber, gets the sign from Diaz, comes set. And that ball misses, a walk. Pozos draws a walk. Runners on first and second now with two down. So here's Outman. He reached and scored his last time up. First and second now with two down. Fogle gets a foul ball back over our heads here in the booth. 0-1. Fogle gets the sign from Diaz, now comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Outman. And that ball misses, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That ball is fouled out of play, 1-2 now. So still a pitcher's count here for Fogle. Come set, now he's ready with a 1-2. Inside, ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. That is a ball outside. 3-2 now. Full count pitch here now. Runners on first and second will get a head start. Fogle kicks and fires. That's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. And this inning mercifully comes to an end. 8 runs across for the Crabs. It's now 14-4 Humboldt. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and BMT Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We've got a new pitcher here for Humboldt. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. Leading off for your hometown Colt 45's. It's going to be 7-8-9 hitters. Porter, Taylor, Diaz. And it seems a distant memory now, but the 45's did score 4 runs in the last at-bats they had. They scored 4 to make it 6-4 Humboldt going into the top of the 7th, and then Humboldt promptly responded with an 8 spot. It's now 14-4. And that's a line drive to left, right at the left fielder. So a tough break there for DJ Porter. He hit that one right on the screws, but right at the left fielder. So a line out to number 7, one down here. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Single in, scored in his last at bat. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merritt and agent Mary McCurdy, as well as John Whitmarsh and Access Mortgage. Mary McCurdy's goal to help all of her clients with the real estate needs and find their dream home. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see her exclusive listings, or call her at 949-1550. And John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. That's Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage. Proud sponsors is the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. First pitch is in there to Jake Taylor for a strike. And the second pitch is outside, kicks off the glove there. It's a ball, 1-1 now. 1-1, 1 out, nobody on here in the bottom of the 6th. That ball is flied very high to left field. Should be playable out there for Outman. And it is, 2 down here. So a line out to 7 and a fly out to 7. For the 7 and 8 hitters, here's Ignacio Diaz. 1-for-2 with the single. He also scored a run. That was last inning in that 4-run 5th. Comes up here with 2 outs, nobody on.
Now batting, catcher number 16, Ignacio Diaz.
Justin Watland is the new pitcher, number 20. So 5 innings for Fenenstein, 4 runs. He's in line for the win. Should this one hold up, Watland relieves. Diaz up 1-0 here. First pitch is down below the knees, 1-0. Washington over the Mets, 5-0. That one's in the 5th. That ball's hit to short. Long throw there is going to get Diaz. Ground out to 6-3. 1-2-3 inning, 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the 7th. It's 14-4 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee.
Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the seventh here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. This is game one of a two-game series against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Humboldt up 14-4 here in the top of the seventh. Billy Fogle getting ready to start his first full inning of work. He came on in the sixth inning there and closed it out. Leading off is going to be Jason Newman, the first baseman. He's 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. Also has a single. It'll be Newman, Logan Denholm, the catcher, and Newt Johnson, the third baseman. That ball is fouled out of play. Swinging at the first pitch, 0-1. One pitch here. And that's a slider that doesn't quite make it back over the plate from Fogle. 1-1 here to cleanup hitter Jason Newman. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Meriden Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. That ball's a little bit low there. MaryMcCurdy.com for all the exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit, helping you get in your dream home. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Two balls and one strike here now, and the hitter's going to ask for time. And Newman making sure he checks every inch of that bat. It's a swing and a foul ball. 2-2 now. Almost a Nomar Garcia Parra-like between pitches routine here. Got to check all the batting gloves. Got to readjust the armband. Got to readjust the other armband. Got to readjust the batting gloves once again. And now we're ready to go. 2-2 here. Fogle in the windup, kicks and fires. And that one misses outside. Taken by Newman. 3-2 now. Full count pitch to the leadoff man. Newman here is going to miss outside, and that's a leadoff walk. Or Jason Newman. That'll bring up Logan Denholm. He's singled and walked. 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored. So Fogle back in the stretch here with Newman at first being held on by Sutton. Torres Torioka shading towards second base for the double play. That's a swing and a miss there by Denholm. 0-1 here. 14-4 Humboldt on the strength of an 8-run sixth over your hometown Cope 45s. Billy Fogle on the mound here. No outs and a runner on first in the top of the seventh. That ball is down low. 1-1. 45 scored 4 in the bottom of the fifth to make it 6-4. With that 8-run sixth for Humboldt. Puts us right where we are right now, 14-4. Here's the 1-1 from Fogle. That's a ground ball to left side foul down the third baseline. 1-2 now. Philadelphia and Arizona 2-2 in the seventh inning. Houston leading the Dodgers 5-1 in the seventh inning. Baltimore over San Diego 11-1 in the seventh inning, as well as Seattle over Pittsburgh. Also, you guessed it, in the seventh inning. Here's the 1-2. That's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. So down goes Logan Denholm. That's first out of the inning here.
Third baseman, number 17, Newt Johnson.
There's Newt Johnson, the third baseman. He drew a walk with the bases loaded last inning for his sole RBI. He's also singled and reached on an error. Scored three times here in each of the last three innings. That ball is popped very high. Shallow center field going out is Torioka. Now being called off by the right fielder Hancock, and Hancock will make the play. So score that a fly out to number 9 on a pitch. Two down with a runner on first. That'll bring up Perry. And he's been the one-man wrecking crew tonight for Humboldt. He's 3-for-4 with a double, 2 home runs, and 6 RBI, including a grand slam in that 8-run sixth. 2 down here. Runner takes his lead off first, being held on over there by Sutton. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat to Perry, and that ball is high. 1-0. Fogle checks the runner, now comes set. The 1-0, very high, 2-0. Beautiful night for baseball here. We're under the lights at Tiger Field. 45s are going to have to hit the comeback trail here, down 14-4 with 3 more at-bats left. We're in the top of the seventh. Humboldt batting with a man on first and 2 down here. That's a foul back to the screen. 2 balls and 1 strike now. On Michael Perry. Fogle's ready now. He comes set. Here's the 2-1. That's in there for a strike out the knees. Good pitch. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the seventh, pardon me. Fogle ready. Here's the 2-2. It's a foul ball out of play on the right side. We'll line up and do it one more time. Mentioned earlier, Corey Kluber and the Cleveland Indians have won their 11th straight game. Indians, the hottest team in baseball right now. On the opposite end of the spectrum, England, to their eternal shame, lost in the Euros in soccer to Iceland, a nation of 330,000 people, by a part-time dentist. So a tough week for England all around. And it's still 2-2 here. Going and getting a new bat now is Perry. And we're ready to go. Here's Fogle. in the stretch now gets the sign from Diaz. Comes set, checks the runner at first, being held on by Sutton. Ready now with the 2-2. Here's the pitch. That ball high, 3-2 now. Full count pitch coming here with two outs, so the runner on first will get a head start. Bogle kicks and fires. Runner goes. That's a line drive into right, and playable is Hancock. He takes about three steps to his right, and he's got it. So line out to number nine. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here, just got done with a seventh inning stretch here. I'm treated to a nice rendition of God Bless America by Scott Lewis, friend of the 45s. Leading off the bottom of the seventh here is the leadoff hitter Ryan Torres, Torioka, second baseman. He's 1-for-3. He's got a single and an RBI, also a score to run. All of those in that four-run fifth. That ball's down in the dirt as well. 2-0 here. Two easy takes for the leadoff hitter. And where will you say you were when the great comeback of June 28th, 2016 happened? And 3-0. I'll know I can say I was right here when they came back all the way from 14-4 from the seventh inning on. And it all started with Ryan Torres Torioka here throwing a four-pitch walk to start at the bottom of the seventh here. So Torioka draws the walk off of the relief pitcher Watland, who came in through a scoreless sixth. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. Taylor 1-for-3 with a single. He's also flown out and grounded out. Big hole on the right side. Torres Torioka being held and on. Ball very high from Watland. And his catcher's going to go out and have a word with him. On deck is Ryan Williams. He had a three-run homer in that four-run fourth. One for three tonight. And now we're ready to go, so we'll see if Torres Torioka does not have the green light over there with the deficit being what it is. They need base runners and don't need to run themselves into outs. One on, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Zach Taylor watches one in there for a strike. One and one now. Watland in the stretch now checks the runner. Here he comes. That ball is outside, 2-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy. Her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and find their dream home. She's passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or call her at 949-1550. That's a line drive. Fly ball now coming in and making the play and left for the first out. Is Outman. So Taylor flies out to left for the second time tonight. One down here. And when it's time to get that dream home, call Access Mortgage. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage at 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Here's Williams. He homered his last time up to make it 6-4 in the bottom of the fifth. Currently stands at 14-4 Humboldt. He fouls the first one back 0-1 here. Sean Sutton on deck. Breaking ball that doesn't break very high. One ball, one strike. There goes Torioka. Here's the throw down to second. He is out. Nice throw there by the catcher, Denholm, as Torres Torioka is caught stealing before the second out of the inning. So Watland can go back to the windup here. Two balls, one strike. It's a foul ball out of play towards the parking lot. It'll buff out. Nothing little TLC down at your local body shop can't fix. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a ball down in the dirt. And a put out is going to be 2-3 for the formality. So 1-2-3 inning there. 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the eighth. It's 14-4 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here, Reading. Colt 45's trailing the visiting Humboldt Crabs 14-4. We've got a new shortstop and a new second baseman Austin Labou out of Cottonwood going to move, come in at shortstop for Zach Taylor. And Noah Ferguson from Redding, California, going to be at second base for Ryan Torres-Torioka. The first ball is grounded back to Fogle. He catches it in self-defense and throws on to first, 1-3 on the putout. So Austin White is retired, 1-3. That'll bring up David Hamilton. Hamilton's 1-for-4. He's got an RBI single. He's also scored a run. He's grounded out, lined out, and flied out. First pitch is a foul ball. 0-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Agent Mary McCurdy. See many of her exclusive listings at marymccurdy.com or give her a call at 949-1550. Her goal to help all of her clients with their real estate needs and help find their dream home. Jot Wintmark for all your mortgage financing needs. Let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Proud sponsors, Colt 45. Baseball here on KCNR 1460R thanks to Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit. Count is 1-1 here on Hamilton. That's a strike on the outside corner now, 1-2. Billy Fogle came in the sixth and got the final outs. Threw a scoreless seventh, and he's threw one out here in the eighth. That ball is low. 2-2 now. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. As it has cooled off significantly, we're enjoying Cool 45's baseball here. That ground ball to second base should be playable for Ferguson. He's up with it. And 4-3 on the putout. Two down here. As Hamilton is retired, he's now 1-for-5. That'll bring up Mason Cirillo. 2 hits in 4 at-bats. He's also reached on an error and has an RBI. Also scored a run in the sixth. Oh, we're actually going to have a pinch hitter here, so it's going to be Mason Tellender. So that'll close the book on right fielder Cirillo. First pitch misses for a ball here, 1-0. Two and oh now. It looks like we've got a right-hander out there, Jeff Angelo, in the bullpen out of Harris Stowe State University. 2-0 from Fogle up in the eyes, so 3-0 on the pinch hitter. Tellender here. Activity down the bullpen as well for the Crabs, but whoever it is, they must be ready to go because they're not actively throwing. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That ball is in there for a strike from Fogle, 3-1. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher, and Fogle knocks it down, but he's got plenty of time here. 1-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. So two scoreless innings out of the bullpen for Billy Fogle in the seventh and the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 14-4 Crabs. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bob and Dave here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. 45's riding a seven-game winning streak coming into this one, but it's going to be miraculous if they can make it eight as they're down 14-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Leading off is going to be Sean Sutton, the first baseman, for three tonight, three ground outs. It'll be Sutton, Anderson, and Hancock, 4-5-6. And we've got a new pitcher here for the Humboldt Crabs. It's Riley Sweeney, number one. Sweeney, the side armor, quickly falls behind 2-0 here to Sean Sutton. Sweeney almost kind of short arms it. It looks like a high sidearm or a low three quarters. But gets good velocity on it, so he's down 3-0 here. That one's in the dirt as well. And that one's in there for a strike at the knees now, 3-1. Hitters count, 3-1 here. And that's a walk, so a five-pitch walk there for Sean Sutton. He reaches base for the first time tonight. That's going to bring up Chandler Anderson. Anderson has walked, singled, and walked again, so he's one for one. Been on base all three times tonight. Out of the University of Utah, native of Park City, Utah. I want to say hello to all of our friends and family and fans of Chandler Anderson out there in the great state of Utah. Got a couple cousins myself out there. One of the most beautiful states in all the country, Utah. If you haven't driven through, do yourself a favor and make time at some point. Some of the most beautiful landscapes you'll ever see. 2-0 here on Chandler Anderson. Has a five-pitch walk to Sutton to start the inning and a quick 2-0 count here. Sweeney still trying to find the range out there a little bit. That's a fastball, a snap throw back to first by the catcher, but Sutton is back. Had a good secondary lead there, drew a throw. But it's 3-0 here. J.J. Hancock out of Washington State would be next. Six outs for the 45s to score 10 runs here. It's 14-4. Swing and a miss by Anderson on the 3-0 count. So he's got the green light. Swings right through it. Still a good hitter's count here, 3-1. We've seen Anderson flash power to all fields here. Had a couple triples to right center earlier this season. That's a line drive just off his fists right to the second baseman. So he jammed him pretty good on the 3-1 count. And Anderson lines out to number four. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock. One out and one on here. J.J. had a home run on Saturday. And that that ball gets away and heading down to second will be Sutton. That'll probably be a pass ball on the catcher. One ball, no strikes here to the left-handed hitting Hancock. One down, runner on second now. DJ Porter would be next out of Cal Baptist University, your left fielder tonight. The 1-0 to Hancock. Very high and inside 2-0 here. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage, Mary McCurdy. MaryMcCurdy.com. See her many exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. Passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. And when it comes time for the financing, call John Whitmarsh at Access Mortgage. That's a line drive right to first base. Snow coned over there. And a tough break for Hancock as at least a double was taken away from him. Scored a lineup to number three. That's Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit, proud sponsors of Colt 45's Baseball on the Radio. Call Merit, Properties by Merit, and Access Mortgage to help put you in your dream home. Two outs, runner on second now. Sutton out at second for Porter. With two down. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Jake Taylor would be next. O-1 is very high. Slider didn't slide. 1-1. Sweeney kicks and fires. There's a 1-1. That's a take. A little bit high. Two balls, one strike now. The 2-1 pitch forthcoming. That ball is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Humboldt leading your hometown 45s 14-4. That ball misses very high. 3-2 now. So two down here in the eighth. DJ Porter with an RBI chance, man at second. With a full count pitch forthcoming here from Sweeney. And that ball has popped up down the right field line. Might be playable. It's going to be a tough play, and nobody's going to get there. Good effort out in right there, but it bounces off the tarp. Still 3-2 here to Porter. And Sweeney comes set now. He's ready for another full count pitch here to DJ Porter. That ball misses outside, so a good at-bat there by Porter. He draws the walk on the full count pitch. First and second now with two down. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. And that ball hit Taylor on the arm, first pitch. So Sweeney comes inside, too far inside, and loads the bases now. Moving up to second is Porter, Sutton now to third. And the base is juice here for Ignacio Diaz. Diaz has grounded out twice. He's also singled and scored a run, 1-for-3.
How do you like my wild club, Lou? Hey, all those people going to take the same thing? Wow, it's going to be a lot for the game. Oh, it should be. Yeah, but I'm sending that to the manager, Mr. Faithful. Please, why not? To the manager.
And the meeting at the mound reaches its conclusion. And Diaz now will bat with the bases loaded and two down here. One swing of the bat to get the 45s back within shouting distance here. That ball misses 1-0. Diaz, as we mentioned, 1-for-3, came into tonight batting an even 400. Swing and a miss on that one, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down, bases loaded. Diaz takes one inside here, 2-1 now. On deck is Noah Ferguson. He came on in the last inning defensively for Ryan Torres Torioka. That ball fouled back now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. The UC Aggie catcher Ignacio Diaz in a big spot here with the bases loaded. And he fouls that one back out of play. Still 2-2. That ball is driven down the left field line and foul. Hit hard on the line, but a good 15, 20 feet foul as he's out in front of that one. Runners retreat to their bags. It's still 2-2 here. 45's making throw a lot of pitches here in the bottom of the eighth. Just unable to break through with that big hit thus far. That's a ground ball down the third baseline foul. Everybody and Diaz and Sweeney with a good battle going here. He's fought off a couple pitches on two strikes. That ball is also fouled away here, so count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the eighth. Another 2-2 to Diaz here. Called third strike, and Diaz can't believe it. That'll end the inning. So no runs here as the 45s leave the bases loaded. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 14-4 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth here, Kyle DeFore bringing KCNR 1460's presentation of Reading Colt 45's Baseball. Visiting Humboldt Crabs leading 14-4 here on the strength of an 8-run sixth inning. Coming in now to relieve is right-hander Jeff Angelo out of Harris Stowe State University. He will pitch the ninth in relief of Billy Fogle, who came in with one out in the sixth and pitched a scoreless seventh and eighth. Hitting in the top half of the inning here, it's going to be Pozos, Outman, Newman, 2-3-4. we might have another pinch hitter here for the Humboldt Crabs. We are going to have a pinch hitter. It's going to be Ryan Reynolds, fresh off his star turn in Deadpool. And Angelo fires one in the dirt. Ball one. This portion of the game brought to you by Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage. Mary McCurdy and all of her folks out there at Properties by Merit want to hook their clients up with their dream home, passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com to see many of her exclusive listings or give her a call at 949-1550. And once you find the house you're looking for, call John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage for all your financing needs. Let Properties by Merit and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Reynolds swings through one in the dirt now, 1-2. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Angelo. That's a breaking ball, called third strike, and a plausible strike there. And Reynolds is punched out for the first out of the inning. Caught looking. That'll bring Outman to the plate. Two hits and a walk. He's 2-for-4. Also scored one run. Hitting in the three hole here tonight. Comes up with no out, nobody on and one out. That ball is driven out to right center field. Heading back is Hancock. That ball is way back. It is off the wall. Going to be fielded there by Chandler Anderson. That's going to be a stand-up double. So Outman puts one off the base of the wall for his third hit of the night. He's 3-for-5. That'll bring up Jason Newman. Now it looks like we're going to have another pinch hitter here. Looks like Jacob Thurber out there, number 16. That ball is popped up. Shallow outfield out there, and left is Porter, and he's going to make the play. So fly out to number 7 on one pitch for Thurber. Here's Denholm, the catcher, with two outs. That ball is driven out to left field and deep, way back, and that ball is gone. First pitch breaking ball there from Angelo, and it caught some hang time. And that is a two-run homer by Denholm. His second hit of the night. He's now 2-for-5. He's also drawn a walk. Two RBIs on the home run. It's 16-4. And it... his third run scored of the night, so a good game there for Logan Denholm. Second home run of the night here for the Humboldt Crabs. So with two out now in the top of the ninth, that's going to bring up number 17, Newt Johnson. One for four with a walk. He's also got an RBI and scored three times. First pitch over his head there for a ball, 1-0. Angelo comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball at the letters here. For a strike. 1-1 now. And a breaking ball. Looks like a slider outside. Did not offer. 2-1 now. swing and a miss. Nice slider there from Angelo. Gets him to swing right through it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here. Two runs already home at 16-4 Humboldt. And a swing and a miss is a curveball down in the dirt. He took a little off of it. Nice pitch there by Angelo. But two runs home here make it 16-4. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Colt 45s looking for the greatest comeback I've ever seen here. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Noah Ferguson leading off the bottom of the ninth here for your hometown 45s. Called strike there, makes it 1-1. Ferguson came on in the seventh defensively, or rather in the eighth defensively, at second base for Torres Torioka. This will be his first at bat of the night. That ball outside now, 2-1. It'll be Ferguson, LeBou, and then Williams. LeBou also came on in the eighth at shortstop for Zach Taylor. 2-1 from Sweeney in there. It's called strike 2-2 now. Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now down at Butte College. Trying to start the comeback of all comebacks here in the bottom of the ninth. 16-4, Humboldt. And he's going to start it off with a solid single down the left field line. As he's on, takes a big turnaround first, but he's going to stay put. So Ferguson leads off with a single here in the ninth, and the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And that's how it begins here, folks. The greatest comeback of all time begins with a single by Noah Ferguson in the bottom of the ninth. Here's Austin LeBou from Cottonwood, California. Taking his first at bat of the night as well. Big hole on the right side. Swinging and a miss on an aggressive cut there from Austin. 0-1. Second baseman shading toward the bag, possibly for a double play. Runner being held on at first. That's Ferguson. Here's the 0-1. That ball is low. 1-1 now. Get you an update on your A's Giants score. Giants leading 8-5 in the top of the eighth. That's in San Francisco. A's won 8-3 last night. Next two games will be in Oakland tomorrow night and Thursday night. That ball's a pop fly over our heads here in the booth. 1-2 now here on LeBou. On deck is Ryan Williams, the DH. He's 1-for-4 with a 3-run homer tonight. It's a ground ball off the pitcher's foot, and it's going to kick to the left side of the infield over to third, and he's going to make the play. And a base running miscue there as the third baseman made a nice play to throw out the runner at first. LeBou, or rather Ferguson, trying to catch him napping, headed towards third with nobody covering, but the throw back to the third baseman, he's able to cut him off. So LeBou tagged out. That'll be a 5-3-5 double play. And there's two down here. No real need there to take the extra base there by Ferguson, with the lead being what it is. You just need base runners. But as it is, that'll be the second out of the inning. Two down, nobody on here. And Williams steps in. It's been Outhouse or Castle tonight. A three-run homer and three strikeouts for Williams. That one down in the dirt. 2-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Access Mortgage and Properties by Merritt. John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage, 945-9660 for all your mortgage financing needs. And Properties by Merritt, call Mary McCurdy at 949-1550 or check out marymccurdy.com to see all our exclusive listings. Let John Whitmarsh and Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merritt and Access Mortgage put you in your dream home. Our thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45s here on the radio. Here's the 2-1 count. That ball down in the dirt. 3-1 now. So Williams in the driver's seat here. 3-1. Sean Sutton would be next. Sutton working on an 0-for-3. He's gone a walk. Swinging and a miss. It's a full count here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here in the bottom of the ninth. Colt 45 is riding a 7-game winning streak, but they're one strike away from having that go away, and that's a foul ball. Back to the screen by Williams. Count remains 3-2. Plenty of the faithful still here, even in a game that's out of reach. Hometown 45 is going to try and bounce back tomorrow night, and even this 2-game series. That's a high pitch and a full count walk, so Williams will not go quietly into that good night. Sean Sutton's going to make him throw at least a few more pitches here. On deck would be Chandler Anderson. Anderson 1-for-2 tonight. He's also drawn 2 walks. He's been on base 3 out of 4 times. That ball's very high. Kicks off the glove and back to the screen. So heading to second. With the free 90 feet, will be Ryan Williams. That'll be a pass ball, most likely, on the catcher. But that run out there at second doesn't mean much, as Sweeney just focusing on the hitter. With a healthy double-digit lead here for the Humboldt Crabs at 16-4 in the bottom of the ninth with two down here. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's baseball. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 as well. Same first pitch time. Swing, and that's a called strike. Looked like he tried to check his swing, but it was in there anyway, 1-1. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is the first of 12 games in 13 nights. No game Thursday, but a game every other night through July 10th. Again, check the entire schedule at ReadingColt45s.com. Swing and a miss there by Sutton, 1-2 now. Ryan Williams at second for Sean Sutton with two down here. Sweeney checks the runner now, kicks and fires. That ball is outside, 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. There's the pitch. It's a called strike 3 on Sutton, and he cannot believe it. So that's the third out of the inning, and that'll end the ball game. 16-4, your final score. Humboldt on the strength of an 8-run sixth. Puts this one out of reach. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 7:15. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45's postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merritt.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, the Colt 45 seven-game winning streak comes to an end, and a 16-4 loss here tonight to the Humboldt Crabs. Your winning pitcher on the night for Humboldt is Reed Fennington. Reed Fennington. Can't read my own handwriting here. He goes five innings, gives up four runs. Gets the win. Brandon Lupton takes the loss for your hometown 45s. Your Kia drive of the game was Ryan Williams' three-run homer in the fifth, part of a four-run inning. They cut the lead to 6-4, but that was the last time the 45s would score. That part of the show was brought to you by Reading Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento test drive, won today at Reading Kia. But not a lot to write home about in this one, as the Humboldt Crabs scored early and often. Final score 16-4. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 p.m. Yours truly will be calling the game right here on 1460 and streaming live on 1460.com. The second game of a two-game series against the Humboldt Crabs, 45s, will try to get their revenge tomorrow night. Hopefully it'll be a little less than 107 degrees. But come down and see us. Just $5 a ticket, every seat in the shade at first pitch. Best $5 you spend all summer. Bring the kids, bring the whole family, bring your glove. Might get a souvenir. And you will be guaranteed to have a good time here. So come down and join us. But if not, listen here live on 1460 AM KCNR for every pitch all season long. The whole schedule at ReadingColt45s.com. For our sponsors tonight, Reading Kia, Access Mortgage and Properties by Merit, and Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and my engineer, Jared King, our intern, Matty Novelli. I've been Kyle DeFore. I want to thank everybody out there for listening to Colt 45's baseball tonight. First pitch tomorrow at 7:15. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening.
Last time you read Esquire?
Oh, I'm reading it all the time, Buzz. It's a fantastic magazine. I like to read it, and I like to read and look at pictures. You should get to know me, because I am something special.
Sounds that way.
I'm smart, and I'm personable, and I'm doggone friendly, and people love me.
And perky. You're perky.
Perky is all hell. 50 smoothest pickup lines. I'll give you an example. From Gone with the Wind, they list Clark Gable in 1939. You need kissing badly. Will you do it, Clark?
I never give anything without expecting something in return. I always get paid.
You think I'll marry you just pay for the bonnet? I won't.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm not a marrying man.
Well, I won't kiss you for it either.
Open your eyes and look at me. No, I don't think I will kiss you. Although you need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often. And by someone who knows how.
That's right. I'd love anyone in this day and age to try that line on a woman. You need kissing badly. What do you want? That's what's wrong with you. You got to be kissed and often by someone who knows how to do it. Get away. Get away from me. The great love lines, the 50 smoothest pickup lines in movie history. in Esquire. Groucho Marx, will you marry me? Did he leave you any money? Answer the second question first. I love that one. What's this one? Let's see. From The Sure Thing, John Cusack. Let's see what he says.
How would you like to have a sexual encounter so intense it could conceivably change your political views? How would you like to have a sexual encounter so intense it could conceivably change your political views?
From the movie Charade, what movie is that? Don't know. I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for.
I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for.
Okay, if a woman said that to me, I'd run for the hills. Okay, let's just say I met a woman in a bar and she said to me,
I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for.
I'd run out the door. These only work in movies, you see what I mean? Yeah, you're not going to be saying that to a real woman. What else?
If a woman says something like that to you, I don't know, you might respond differently than you think.
Maybe. What'd you just say?
I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for.
I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for. Yeah! Get it on! Let's see. Smoothest movie pickup lines from Esquire magazine, When Harry Met Sally.
And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that, and you make it impossible for me to hate you.
That is not a pickup line. That's a speech.
Yeah.
That is a speech when Harry loves met Sally, Billy Crystal, one of the 50 smoothest pickup lines in movie history. That's not a pickup line. That, once again, is a speech. And from the movie The Notebook, you knew something had to be from there. Go ahead and ask me if I've ever seen it, Buzz.
Have you ever
just
seen
like you've asked
notebook,
me if I'm
Johnny.
Reading Esquire magazine. What are you, a cop or something? My buddy Beats always said that. Hey, Beats, where are you going tonight? What are you, a cop or something?
Right.
No, I just want to know where you're going. What are you, a cop or something? Jeez. What are you, a cop or something? The Notebook. I have not seen it, and I know you would think I, who wants to be a woman, would have seen it. Ryan Gosling in The Notebook. Here he is, one of the 50 smoothest pickup lines in history.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever, you and me, every day.
Yeah, that's not a pickup line. No. Esquire magazine, I hope you're listening around the world and around the country, because I'm going to give you some pickup lines we have collected over the years, and I'm going to tell you these are pickup lines. I just moved you to the top of my to-do list. Nice pair of legs. What time do they open? These are pickup lines. There's a lot of fish in the sea, but you're the only one I like to catch and mount back at my place. That's a pickup line. That's a pickup line. Not that other trivial garb you just heard. Yeah, you need to be kissed. You need to be kissed often. I don't bite. The only one is you.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy.
Not gonna
it's
going to
be really hard.
Right.
And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that.
Blah, 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 blah. I got the ship. You got the harbor. What you say we tie up for the night? Boom. Boom. I got her. That's what I'm talking about. These are pickup lines. 50 smoothest pickup lines in History. Esquire magazine. You wasted a lot of space on that this month. The month of June, July. There's this movie I wanted to see, and my mom said I couldn't go by myself. That's a nice shirt. Can I talk you out of it? If I had a nickel for every time I saw someone as beautiful as you, I'd have a nickel. Do you know your hair and my pillow are perfectly color coordinated? I'm like a candy bar. I'm half sweet and half nuts. Yeah, okay. That was very true. Your eyes are as blue as the toilet water at my house. Your lips look so lonely. Wouldn't they like to meet mine? You're ugly, but you intrigue me.
No, that won't work.
I think it could. Sometimes they say the opposite works. They get some, you know, the negativity of it gets them crazy.
Uh-huh.
You're a bad girl. You've been a bad, bad girl. Go to my room. Hey, excuse me. I gotta try to work. I gotta get into the more of the motivation of. I'm in a bar. I'm working it right now. And Buzz, you're gonna be the woman.
All right.
I don't want to be alone when I go to bed tonight, but I do when I wake up. Is that a false nose? You know, I said, is that a false nose?
That's golden.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll work.
Excuse me, I hate to bother you. Is that a false nose? Yeah. Yeah.
That, you know, something like that probably might work.
Is that a false nose? Esquire magazine, you better be listening. These are the 50 smoothest pickup lines in history.
Is that a false nose?
Yeah. See what I mean? That one stuck. This is an oldie. Lick the index finger. You know, you lick your finger, you know, or you spill a drink on your hand and you wipe it on her.
Uh-huh.
And then you say, how about you and me get out of these wet clothes? Hi, how you doing? Can I buy you a car? I'm Mr. Wright. Someone said you were looking for me. You look like my first wife, and I've never been married. Hey, I lost my phone number. Can I borrow yours? Let's go to my place and do things I'm going to tell everyone we did anyway. These are the 50 greatest pickup lines. There's 100 fantastic pickup lines here.
The thing is, if you can get a woman to laugh right off the bat,
right.
You know, you're halfway home.
You know, you might not be the best-looking girl here.
That's tough to overcome right there.
But beauty's only a light switch away. You must be the real reason for global warming. If you're going to regret this in the morning, we could sleep until noon if you want. Oldie but a goodie, I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock. If I followed you home, would you keep me? Get away from me. Just where do those legs end? You know what I like best about you, baby? You haven't maced me yet. Hey, hate to bother you. Do you want to go halves on a baby? Excuse me, I suffer from amnesia. Do I come here often? Oh, that's a good one. I suffer from amnesia. Do I come here often? That's great. Hey, Do you like to? Here's what you do. You go up to, like, usually in the club, you got the one with the girl, and she's not as good looking as her friend. You always get that one really hot friend, and she's in the middle. So you go up and you go to the one that's not as good looking. Hey, do you want to dance? And then the not good looking one says, yeah. And then you go, well, why don't you go dance so I can talk to your friend? Oh, no, that's not good. That hurts. That hurts. I think my medication is wearing off. I'm not saying it on the air, Buzz. I'm saying, for a line, I'm saying I think my real medication is wearing off. That's not a line. I'd marry your cat to get in this family. Hey, how'd you like to wear those clothes to work tomorrow? I may not be the best looking guy in here, but I'm the only one talking to you. Go ahead, Rick. 844-4JB-SHOW. Esquire magazine released the 50 smoothest pickup lines in movie history. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Danny, what you do is you walk into the club thing, you see a good-looking chick, you walk up to me. I got a question for you. She'll probably say, what's that? I say, hey, how often during the week did you get in the mood? She said, about once or twice. I said, what is it, Friday or Saturday? She said, yeah, one of those days. I said, today's Saturday. Come on, let's go.
I don't know what you said. Can't understand you. I have no idea. Put it on the voicemail. If you got a good one, we can't hear you. Get off that speaker and get into the phone. 866-JBV-MAIL. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Johnny, you pick up a cherry, and then you go to a girl and you go, did you lose this?
Oh, man. All right, hey, mind if I take off my pants? Okay, that's another. Is that nose false, and do you mind if I take off my pants?
You're pretty much in.
Let's see here. Hey, by the way, I just put new shocks on my car. Care to help me test them? I lost my bed. Can I borrow yours? Buzz, here's one for you. You must be Jamaican because you're making me crazy. The fact I'm missing my teeth just means there's more room for your tongue. The fact that I'm missing my teeth just means there's more room for your tongue.
That's right.
Don't, okay, you don't like that? Don't worry, I'll be back in a few six-packs. Do you think I could borrow that dress sometime? Would you like to party in my tool shed? I have four words for you, baby. Four words for you. Holiday Inn. Will you help me find my lost puppy? I think it went into that cheap motel across the street. Oh, yeah. Pull my finger.
We do that around the house here.
Pull my finger. Didn't we go to different school together? Are you going to give me your phone number? Or am I going to have to stalk you? How about this one? Just walk up. So, you're a girl, huh? What is love? Well, here I am. What were your other two wishes? Each one of my 27 personalities finds you cute. I'm not really this tall. I'm just sitting on my wallet.
You must have had a very busy social life.
Weren't you on America's Most Wanted last night? Do you work at Subway? Because go ahead. Let's play the match game like Alec Baldwin. Do you work at Subway? Wait, let's play the match game. Hold on a minute. Okay, Buzz, you have a chance to play the match game with me right now. Alec Baldwin's the new host on ABC of the match game.
I don't know how to play it.
Okay, sure you do. You just fill in the blanks. It's very simple. Here is the sentence. I'm Alec Baldwin, the new match game on ABC. Do you work at Subway because you're giving me a blank?
Giving me a...
Do you work at Subway? Remember now, Esquire magazine's 50 smoothest pickup lines on magazine racks and in stores everywhere now. That's why we're talking about it. Buzz, I'm Alec Baldwin. Yeah. The match game. Here it is again. Do you work at Subway because you're giving me a blank?
I have no answer for that. None.
The correct answer is, do you work at Subway because you're giving me a footlong? What is love? Lady, don't hurt me. That will guarantee you're going home alone. So that's a guarantee. These are pickup lines. I want to see these in Esquire magazine. You got any? Yell them into our voicemail, 866-JBB. Mail, we'll pass them on. Or get us to the voice, the email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com. So you're a girl. Interesting. It's better than Gone with the Wind. Nobody can use these lines anymore.
I never give anything without expecting something in return. I always get paid.
You think I'll marry you just pay for the bonnet? I won't.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm not a marrying man.
Well, I won't kiss you for it either.
Meh, meh, meh. Bye-bye.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold on, have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah. Hello, Phil. What is it?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
All right. I had a great pickup line. Never failed for me.
Go.
Hey, go up to any woman and just say, hey, excuse me, does this smell like chloroform to you?
Excuse me, does this smell like chloroform to you? That's better than that. Is this nose false?
Oh, my goodness.
And I actually should have traced Phil's number, you know, just in case he might have been a frightening dude. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Oh, we're going to meet a listener today. 5 minutes of fame. They donate money. Gives money to some sort of charity. And then they come in here. What? Oh, good. Stand by.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to BrandmeierShow.com and just press play. You can stream the live show, download podcasts, and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews. Plus, subscribe to the email list and you'll get the show delivered to you daily in your inbox for free. It's Johnny B. on demand. Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Paging Anastasia Valentine, Anastasia of Valentine out of Oak Park, Illinois, won 5 minutes of fame at the 10th anniversary. Well, it's really 15 minutes of fame. I don't know what it is. At the 10th anniversary Raising the Roof fundraiser. Hey, Anastasia, how you doing? You look like a movie star. What are you doing up in here?
Hi.
Hi, sit down.
Thank you.
I was just introducing you.
Wonderful.
Because I'm not quite clear how you got here, but I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Won a contest.
Okay, now when you said like a donation, you donate something?
Well, yeah.
Oh, wait, Anastasia. Get her into the mic, Joey. Push her right in there. There you go. Can you hear okay? Anastasia, you okay? You're comfortable?
Yes.
Everything good for you?
Yes.
All right. So I was saying, let me introduce you first of all, okay? You ready?
Yep.
All right.
And now on the Jonathan Brandmeier Show, this is Anastasia Valentine. She won 5 minutes of fame at the 10th anniversary Raising the Roof fundraiser to benefit St. William. She is the Executive Vice President and Managing Director at Resource One in Oak Brook, Illinois. She's been in technical consulting and human resources since 1994 and on the Resource One team for over 18 years. She holds a Bachelor's in Science from Northern Illinois University. She enjoys vacationing in...
All right, shut up, Hector!
I loved it.
Yeah, that was a great introduction. Anastasia Valentine, Oak Park, Illinois. So you give money to a church, and what do they do with it, Anastasia? You give money, then they say, okay, you get to come on the show, and our part of it is we get you on the show and give you some sort of attention, and they get to get money to do what with? Who gets the money, and what do they do with it?
Okay, so you donated
right
to a charity,
right,
Raising the Roof, which
right
is a performing group, Harlem Nights players. And it's a lottery, so you donate money,
right,
and it goes to St. William's Church. So it's all for charity. So I donated money,
yeah,
and I won.
So they say, now you've got to come down here and be in the studio and talk.
Yes.
Well, that seems to be good, so everybody wins. You
that's the prize.
Yeah, that's, to me, it's a prize for me, because I get to meet Anastasia Valentine, by the way, Buzz. Anastasia, I love the name. Would you welcome Anastasia Valentine? Did you hear any of those pickup lines we're using?
You know what? I was walking here at the time,
okay,
that you were doing it, but throw one on me.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Yes, yes. What is love? What is love? Hold on a second. We were just trying pickup lines. Esquire magazine has printed the 50 smoothest pickup lines in movie history.
We got the 50 roughest.
Yeah, we have the absolute roughest. Yeah, the bar club. Yeah, that's okay. Hold on a minute.
I've heard a lot of them. So
I got to get into the. Okay, tell me. But you're a woman, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. By the way, that's one of the lines. So the guy walks into the bar and he goes, "So you're a woman."
Oh gosh.
No.
No.
Okay.
That doesn't work.
Okay.
Got to be something better than that. Better A game.
I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I could make your bed rock.
Oh, that's good.
You know, you're like a cat. Do you know your hair and my pillow are perfectly color coordinated?
Oh, gosh.
That would kill you, right?
That would kill me. I'd have to laugh. I'd at least have a beer.
Anastasia, the guy who left just called. He said he said this one works for him all the time. He goes, "Does this smell like chloroform?"
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
No.
No, that's not a good one.
That always works.
Yeah.
Well,
let me just try one
more. You want to be like comatose?
Yeah, right. What did you say? Wouldn't you call the cop? If somebody walked up to you and said, "Does this smell like chloroform?" Wouldn't you call the bouncer or somebody?
Yeah, I'd probably walk away.
Yeah, that's not good. You know, your hair, and okay, I did that one. There's this movie I wanted to go see, but my mom said I couldn't go by myself. No.
I'd be worried about some codependency with the mother.
Your lips look lonely, and would they like to meet mine? You're ugly, but you intrigue me.
That's wonderful.
Would you say to someone, would you thought you'd laugh at that? Or
I would laugh. The whole deal with picking up a woman is you got to get her to laugh. And then after that, the line doesn't mean anything.
Right, Buzz, that's what you were saying.
That's exactly what I said.
You just have to start the conversation, and sometimes the stupidest line is the one that makes things happen.
Once they laugh, you're halfway home.
You know, baby, I got the ship, you got the harbor. What do you say we tie up for the night? No, see, that's too thought out, right?
That's too thought out.
Yeah.
That's cheesy.
Yeah,
cheesy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's too thought out. Give me the one where from the movie Gone with the Wind where he talks about kissing. Hey, that's a nice pair of legs. What time do they open? Just too much, right?
That's the man my father warned
that's
me about.
That's too much, right?
Too much.
Okay, here's an example of old school lines from Gone with the Wind in Esquire magazine.
No, I don't think I will kiss you. Although you need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
What about that?
Absolutely.
No, but wait a minute. Anastasia Valentine. Out of Oak Park, Illinois, winning the 50 Minutes of Fame at the 10th anniversary, Raising the Roof fundraiser. So we're interviewing you. But wait, I want to know more about you. But that line would not turn you off in any way? You wouldn't say that's a little weird? How do I get that line worked out? I mean, how do I...
You've got to deliver that line properly.
No.
And only Clark Gable can do it.
Exactly. I'm listening to Clark Gable.
Right. You need kissing badly.
Yeah.
Listen to me do it.
I'm not going to admit that.
Yeah, listen to me do it, Anastasia.
All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah, hit her. You need kissing badly. No. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed probably a lot. And by someone who knows how to do the kissing, and I'm the guy who can do it for you.
I'm not sure that I caught it.
I'm sure the guy that one just going to deliver the kissing to you. And, you know, I just moved you to the top of my to-do list.
I might give you a redo on that.
Oh, yeah, well, there are a lot of fish in the sea, but if you're the only one I like to mount. Well, first I have to catch you and then mount back at my place.
Oh, boy.
No?
No.
I don't want to be alone when I go to bed tonight, Anastasia. But I do when I wake up.
That's
awful. We invite Anastasia down here to pick her up? Is that why she's here?
Hey, it's all right. I can handle this.
You won the 15 minutes. But see, Anastasia's the kind of woman you want to roll with. She's like, she can roll with this woman.
You can bring it.
Yeah. So do you believe in the hereafter?
Yeah.
Then you know what I'm here after.
Yeah, you got me.
Do you like apples? Like fruit? Do you like apples?
Yeah.
What if I went back to your place and we got busy? How do you like them apples?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I don't like that line because it's. I wanted to make it dirtier, but I couldn't. How about this one? Is that a false nose?
I'm telling you, I think that one works.
That's the best. No, but
I'd laugh.
Wouldn't you say that one works better than most of these?
Well, you know, I'd probably start to laugh and say, sit down.
My eyes are so messed up. Wait a minute. Here comes Gino. Yes, Gino, this is the kind of woman you should... Are you married, Anastasia?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Gino, this is the perfect woman for you.
Anastasia.
Yes, sir.
How old is the oldest guy you've ever had sex with?
Oh, come on. The oldest guy I've ever
just
had
make
sex
it.
With?
Just don't even worry about it. Just say anything.
Want to shatter that record?
All right.
Thank God I didn't answer. You lured me right in. There you go.
Anastasia Valentine time. Okay, see what I mean? Do you see that guy when you walked in here? The guy looks like Ray Romano's brother?
Yeah.
That's Gino.
Oh, Gino.
That's the kind of stuff you're going to get from that guy.
Well, I'm Italian, so Gino cut
it. Oh, yeah. All right, let me learn something about you. So for 22 years, you were involved in assisting global organizations developing cutting-edge technology through identifying and positioning talent. That does not seem like Anastasia Valentine to me.
Really?
You enjoy vacationing in Michigan with her husband and two sons.
Yep.
If I had read that, I would not have asked you the question. But where in Michigan? Upper? The UP?
Yep, upper. Pentwater, Michigan.
That's a 6.5-hour, 7-hour drive from Chicago?
About 4.5, 240 miles.
4.5?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Which way are you going?
I'm going up on 96 on the north side.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the UP, the Upper Peninsula.
Not that far up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you there. Likes to run. You like to run.
Yeah.
Play tennis.
Yeah.
You look like a California girl.
Really?
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah, very pretty. You like to choreograph and coach figure skating.
Yes, I was a figure skater growing up.
Oh.
And so I used to do a fair amount of teaching and choreography for our young ladies in Oak Park.
You're related to President Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how is that possible?
It's possible through the Todd side of the family.
Okay.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, and what's interesting is not only am I related, but in my company... my business partner and president, his wife is related to John Wilkes Booth, and my human resources manager is related to Thomas Sampson, who was part of the team that apprehended John Wilkes Booth.
Seriously?
Yep. It's crazy.
Okay. Now, how do you find this out? Do you go to one of those things like on CNN where they go Ancestry.com or whatever it is?
Yeah, genealogy through our family.
Did you just want to know that, or did you just think to yourself somebody told you, hey, you're related to Abe Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln, and the other guy's related to John Wilkes Booth, the one who shot Lincoln?
You know, I found it out in fourth grade building my shield, but at our company, I just happened to say something, and then the rest kind of unfolded from there.
So, but you were curious about it.
Absolutely.
I guess I should be curious about my family.
There's a lot of family history on that list that's pretty interesting.
On your list?
On my list.
Oh, I see. Your family, I'm looking down your thing here. My family descendants were Irish pirates.
Yep. They were at the time that Cromwell came in. They went over to Ireland and then raided the English ships.
Irish pirates related to Todd and to Mary Todd Lincoln. You owned 14,400 acres of land next to the forestry in Michigan. Is that where you go?
1,440. Yes, it was a private lot of land. Our family...
What did I say, 14,000?
14,000, oh,
yeah,
I wish.
Yeah, wow.
I wish, yeah.
Okay, right.
they were paper suppliers during World War II, Birmingham and Prosser. They provided a lot of paper to Hugh Hefner and to Ebony Magazine. So there's some...
Why just to Hugh Hefner and Ebony Magazine? Why to Hugh Hefner?
Well, he asked on a handshake.
Can I get... What do you mean?
Well, the story is... Okay, so this is folklore. I don't want to even say folklore. I mean, because our company was eventually merged in with Mead Corporation,
right.
So which is now Mead Westvaco. So during World War II, we were one of the largest providers of paper. And at that time... When Hugh Hefner was getting Playboy started, he needed a paper supplier, and on a handshake, so this is the legend in my family,
right.
On a handshake, my great-grandfather provided paper and printing with R.R. Donnelly, and, you know, in 53, and that's speculated to be the addition that Marilyn Monroe was the centerfold.
But look what we've got here. We've got Hugh Hefner, Marilyn Monroe, Mary Todd Lincoln, Lincoln himself, Abe Lincoln, and...
Irish Pirates.
And I...
An Irish pirate.
And I get to test pickup lines on you. I'm glad you won this because now I could test them all. But so far, we're very clear that the pickup lines that work for you as a woman, as a mature woman who runs a company, who has a family, the ones that will work for you are not thought out too much. They're just kind of loose and crazy.
Yes. If you get someone to laugh, you're in.
Can I buy you a car? Is that a lie? No, wouldn't that be good, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because you're not thinking too hard. Can I buy you a car? Hi, how you doing? Can I buy you a car? Hey, I'm Mr. Wright. Someone said you were looking for me.
Oh, I like that.
It's good, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You look like my first wife, and I've never been married. I lost your phone number. Can I borrow yours?
That's cheesy.
Cheesy?
Cheesy. Get rid of that one.
Let's go to my place and do things I'm going to tell everyone we did anyway. That would make you mad?
Yeah, absolutely.
You might not be the best looking one here, but your beauty is only a light switch away.
That's terrible.
That's bad,
that's
right?
That's so terrible.
That's bad, right?
I mean, these are bad.
They're better than the ones in Esquire magazine. The ones in Esquire magazine are even cheesier, but they're the best, 50 best in movie history. Anastasia Valentine, so do you go to work every day? What do you do?
Yes, I go to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I run a software consulting firm. I have three partners that are wonderful and a great team.
What are their names? Give them a plug.
Oh, there you go. Patrick Kelly. His father was the LBO king of Beatrice Foods, which is pretty cool to work with a family like that.
Is he also a pirate?
He's Irish.
Okay.
He could very well be.
That's right. Thank
could have
you.
Been on the same ship,
sure.
His family. And then Gary Moore, who is our president.
Gary Moore? That was a game show host.
Yeah. Yep. And Jim Gardner.
Okay.
So, excellent partnership team.
And those guys are all in Oak Brook.
They're all in Oak Brook.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, listen, this is great. So these money that you gave to these people, it goes to the parish at St. William. Where is that? Is that in Oak Brook?
That's on Sayre in Chicago. And they have an event coming up in December, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead, Liz.
Where they're
sure,
doing...
This is your time.
This is my time.
Yeah.
They're doing a Christmas comedy called Strange Deer in the Night, Naughty is the New Knife. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Okay.
But with that said, it's a free admission, and all they're asking is for people to bring food to donate to the poor for the holiday season.
So there you go. Everybody wins here.
Everybody wins.
St. William Parish, where is that again?
It's in Chicago on 2559 North Sayre.
All right. So you got someone wants to come in. All you got to do is, drop us a note, brandmeyershow@gmail.com. We donate it to whoever it is you want to donate it to. But that's, as long as you say that's where it's going, that's a good way to help people.
Absolutely.
You seem like a delightful person.
Well, thank you.
I really enjoy meeting you, Anastasia Valentine, out of Oak Park, Illinois. And you know what? You have a really good, like a good, doesn't it sound good to you? Your voice sounds good in the radio, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
It does.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm telling you. Hector, these are the kind of pipes you need. These are the pipes. Listen to Hector's pipes.
Anastasia Valentine.
Oh, that's good.
I love it. I love it.
Wait, you want to hear it again?
I want to hear it again.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Anastasia Valentine.
Yeah.
Now that's a name.
There it goes, right there.
This is Anastasia Valentine.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our new start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier. Call 844-4-JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Oh, yeah. All right, Anastasia Valentine gone. Good to meet her. Delightful. A lot of people just come in here and they're not just like, they start talking like they got her down. Then they realize how simple this job is. R1Consulting.com. That's where she works. R1Consulting.com. My favorite story is England gets, we ought to talk to Graham again because England gets nailed twice. England booted out of the soccer games by Iceland.
Led by a part-time dentist.
That is the greatest story ever. The Iceland guy, I am telling you, man. First of all, we were talking about the Iceland when they won unexpectedly the other day, and the announcer just losing his mind over it.
What?
How do you think they're feeling now?
That guy's been hospitalized.
Oh, he's dead. Wow.
It's a country of 350,000 people.
It's unreal. You don't understand. England has the highest paid soccer team in the world. And Iceland, by far the smallest country to qualify for the European Championship, is celebrating a stunning defeat of England, one of soccer's biggest upsets ever! Ever! Oh, my. This is the Iceland national anthem. To our listeners in Iceland, after voting to leave the European Union last week, the English left the Soccer European Championship in what will go down as their most embarrassing loss in a generation.
Wow.
And then you ought to see social media. Soccer fans are mocking England as they're dumped out of Europe twice in a week. Bye-bye.
It turns out soccer fans are the most brutal fans on earth.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Buzz. There's no doubt about it. Nobody has the passion. I mean, only a few pockets of civilization here in America care about the football and the baseball teams and the hockey teams the way these people in the world care about soccer. They go crazy. They go crazy. They became the first country, England became the first country to be dumped out of Europe twice in a week and in the process losing both its prime minister and their national soccer team manager. England provided another shock, crashing out of the Euro 2016 soccer competition to Iceland, the smallest country ever to appear in a major tournament. Gone. The biggest upset in soccer ever. Beat England's bevy of highly paid players 2-1. Yeah!
No!
No! No! No! No! You did not! You did not! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! That announcer's got to take some booze. No, you didn't. Congratulations to Iceland eliminating England.
And the part-time dentist.
And the dentist who helped.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. 36 people and three suicide bombers have died in the attack at Istanbul's airport. Reports from officials say two attackers began shooting at the international terminal entrance and then detonated explosives in a suicide jihad. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump is reiterating his call for the return of waterboarding after the attacks and the use of harsher interrogation techniques against ISIS. Trump tells a rally crowd in Ohio that you have to fight fire with fire.
Can you imagine them sitting around the table or wherever they're eating their dinner, talking about the Americans don't do waterboarding and yet we chop off heads? They probably think we're weak, we're stupid, we don't know what we're doing.
Trump also told the crowd the country is suffering from bad trade agreements.
We have become more dependent on foreign countries than ever before. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to declare our economic independence.